Australia's network of community legal centres had been hoping for good news in the federal budget this week. For 2 years, as you know, because we've been speaking to them on the program over those years, they have been facing looming budget cuts and lobbying hard to get them reversed. But there was no mention in the budget. With no new federal money on the table for 2016-17, the community legal centres face the prospect of falling off a funding cliff from July next year. Though they have been given a glimmer of hope in post-budget briefings with the government. Roslyn Munro is chairperson of the National Association of Community Legal Services. Hello, Roslyn. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
I'm going to get to the glimmer of hope in just a second, but just remind us and explain the funding cliff that the community legal centres are facing. When are you meant to run out of money, and how much money are you losing?
As of the 1st of July in 2017, we're going to be losing 30% of our Commonwealth funding over a 3-year period. The total amount will be over $34 million to the CLC sector.
Okay, so that's a big cut, and we know that it's not much money, really, $12 million a year in the scheme of the federal budget, but it's a big cut for the community legal centres, and already they've lost staff in anticipation of this funding cut coming. So, the budget, there was no mention of money for community legal centres in the budget. That must have been very disappointing for you, but you have been speaking with the Attorney General's office and the Prime Minister's office, and is there some good news, some light?
We've been advised that there has been a new amount of funding set aside for family violence, and that the government is looking to place some of that funding with legal service sector, which does include not only community legal centres, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services, family violence prevention legal services and legal aid commissions. So at this stage, we don't know the quantum or the distribution, but there is some advice that those monies could come towards the legal assistance sector.
So there's no guarantee you get the community legal centres will get the full $34 million over 3 years, but you might get something.
That's correct. So there, it's $100 million that has been promised in the budget for family violence. So we're awaiting the details of how those monies will be allocated.
And maybe you can clarify this for me, because there, as you say, $100 million in the budget over 3 years towards initiatives to break the cycle of violence against women and children. When I read that on budget night, I just assumed that was the $101 million that the Prime Minister announced last September with the Minister Michaela Cash, who we're speaking to later. But as I checked the budget papers, it says this measure builds on that package. So is it your understanding, were you told in those briefings yesterday that this $100 million is new money, another $100 million for action on domestic violence?
That's correct. This is money in addition to the Women's Safety Package funds that were announced late last year by the Prime Minister.
Well, that's good news, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's an important initiative in a very difficult and long-lasting issue that needs to be have significant resources devoted to it in the community.
So if the community legal centres do get some sort of top-up funding from this new pot of money, presumably it will be very targeted at family violence frontline legal services. Is that going to address the sort of stresses that the community legal services are facing at the moment? A lot of your work is dealing with family violence, but not all of it, I suppose.
That's correct. While we welcome targeted funding in this area, it in no way addresses the funding cliff that we were talking about earlier. Community legal centres provide...
Well, it might do. You don't know yet, I guess.
I guess for us, we know that there are broad, widespread cuts across the sector, and that will not only impact centres that are providing services in family violence, but a range of broad area of law that impact marginalised and vulnerable people, such as credit and debt and employment. Mm. And so those family violence funds are unlikely to address those more broad-based cuts to those other areas.
So the people working in the community legal centres right around Australia, some of them in sort of remote areas, are going to have to choose perhaps whether they prioritise cases of domestic violence over others.
Or there will be centres or services that will simply have to reduce their services because they don't work in the area of family violence.
Right. What about the We've spoken a number of times now to representatives from community legal centres. Already there's unmet demand. Already the centres are turning away something like, I think it's 13,000 people every month. This demand is only going to get more, I would think, with the national emphasis and focus on domestic violence that we have at the moment. Already some of the phone hotlines are getting much more traffic every time there's an ad running as part of the government's campaign. So you're going to need extra money anyway just to cope with increased demand, aren't you?
That's correct. And in 2014, when the Productivity Commission released its report around access to justice, they had a recommendation in that report that said we need an immediate injection into the legal service sector of $200 million. So we're not even coming close to addressing that urgent need 2 years ago, let alone building on any of the services that might step up to meet that increased demand as a result of the awareness campaign around domestic violence.
Okay, Roslyn Munro, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Roslyn Munro is chairperson of the National Association of Community Legal Services. It does seem as though there's some good news there coming their way. We'll see if we can get more information on that when we're joined by Michaela Cash. She's the Minister for Employment and Women, and she's our guest after 7:30.